So let me just start out saying this. Some of the stuff I'm getting ready to say, I'm saying it in a way that's for people who are kind of new to the concepts. There's a lot of people out there that have a bad taste with the Bible and all that. So I'm going to use terminology to help people see that a lot of times people are saying the same thing, but they're just using different words. And you have to remember, everybody's being drawn back to source. Now, whether they believe source is Jesus or God or something else, or they think they're source, everybody's being pulled back to source. We know what source really is, and everybody knows, but sometimes they just forget, and sometimes they just get confused by all the noise. You're surrounded by noise. You're surrounded by boxes and cubes and fake realities, and the whole system is just really just a almost everything that you are being hit with is a rabbit hole to nowhere. And so what I'm getting ready to talk about, I'm trying to reach certain kinds of people, right, to bring them to source. Okay? Take it for however you want to take it. Those who've been around a long time, for 10 years, they know my stand. They know what I believe. But I'm just going to talk to you in a way right now to help some people who have a bitter taste from their childhood or for their experiences. See, there's a lot of experiences in life done on purpose to get people to hate absolute truth, to hate certain things. And so you have to kind of do a little bit of surgery to pull them back and say, hey, I know what you went through, but that was just a game to get you to hate the absolute truth. The trauma, the system has set up so much trauma, it's just off the roof. I mean, it's off the roof. And the reason the system sets up trauma, because they don't want you to be whole. They want to make money off of you. They want you to be sick. They want you to be confused. They want you to be in partiality instead of wholeness. And so the stuff I'm getting ready to say, I'm using the terminology of certain people to try to draw them in back to show them that, hey, you're closer than you think. Not everybody's your enemy that you thought were your enemy, you know. Certain people love you more than the people you think that love you. In other words, there's people out here that love you more than you love yourself even. But you have been trained by the system to think they hate you and you can't trust them because you think you get a bad taste because of experiences in life. And it was a military, it's a setup from when you were a child. So here it goes. A lot of people are wondering what's going on. What the bleep is going on? Well, I'm going to tell you what's going on. The 3D plane, the 3D earth plane, is a training program. Just like the mother has a 28-day cycle so she can birth in a baby, the moon goes around the earth every 28 days because it's a birthing cycle. And actually, the word moon, if you take the word moon and you unfold it, it goes moon, mints, and blood. So the earth plane is a birthing machine. That's why it's a machine. That's why it's material realm. That's why it's matter. M-A-T-T-E-R. The material plane is what we call the flesh plane. And the flesh plane is under a blue sky. And the reason there's police with blue cars is because blue represents law. And the blue letter law killeth. So that's why there's movies like It Follows and the movie called It, the clown. It's a clown show. The flesh mind, the earth plane, is a clown show. You're under a blue sky because you're under law. The flesh is under law. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So as you walk around your 3D experience, you're in a material realm and matter keeps hitting you. And you say, well, what's the matter? So somebody says, what's the matter with you? And your proper response should be matter. Matter is the matter, because matter is M-A-T-T-E-R. Double cross. Matter will double cross you. Your body's going to the grave. You have to sweat. You have to sweat to work, to make a living. You have to, you know, change those diapers. You have to do all kinds of stuff down here that ain't fun. Clean your toilet. You have to clean your house. You have to clean your car. I mean, it's all kinds of stupid stuff you got to do down here in matter. It's pretty much a cleansing process. You take a shower. You brush your teeth. If you don't brush your teeth, your mouth stinks. If you don't put on deodorant, your arms stink. If you don't change your socks, your feet stink. It's a cleansing process all the time. Got to change the oil in your car. I mean, the material realm is going down. In mathematics, or physics, that is, second law of thermodynamics says everything's going down. Now, why is everything going down? It's the sine wave, S-I-N-E, the sine wave. Everything's going down, but then it's going up, down, up, down, up. Death, life, death, life. Dirty, cleanse. Gets dirty, you got to clean it. Gets dirty, you got to clean it. Now, one good thing about it is it gives you a job. You can always get a job cleaning up construction, cleaning up something. There's always a need for somebody to clean something, to fix something, change your tires. It creates an economy. The death, resurrection, death, resurrection, dirty, clean, dark, or night and day, night and day, night and day, night and day, up and down, up and down. That's what this place is. It's a sine wave. It's a cycle. And the reason it's a cycle, up and down, round and around and around you go. The world, you go to the carnival, and there's this ride called the world, W-H-I-R-L something, let's see. There's a name for it. It has W-H-I-R-L, and it's Tilt-A-Whirl. That's what it's called. And the earth is, they say the earth is tilted, and it's whirling. That's why it's called a whirl, because it's whirling you, it's slinging you around. You're going around and around and around, and if you're smart enough, if you're wise enough, you'll turn thoughts around in your mind. Just like everything's spinning around you, you have to take your thoughts and turn them and spin them and compare line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. You have to rightly divide. You take all the pieces of the puzzle and you put them together, right? Put all the puzzle pieces together. It takes years. And if you cut off the noise and the distractions, you can get there faster. But it'll take about 10 years to put it together if you have a lot of distractions. You might can do it in 7 years. But eventually, you're going to have to take notes. You're going to have to get serious just to how bad do you want it. You know, do you really want to see the whole pie, or do you want a piece of the pie? If somebody says, hey, here's a whole pie. Here's a sweet potato pie. Do you want the whole pie, or do you want a piece of the pie? Well, you can take a piece of the pie, and you can. That's nice. But wouldn't you rather have the whole pie? Now, the reality is when you taste a piece of the pie, it tastes like the whole pie. But I would rather have the whole pie truth instead of a piece of the truth, right? Now, when you do get the whole pie truth, you'll find out that the whole truth is in the pieces and the pieces are in the whole. And that's a good day. That's actually like a hallelujah. That's a great day. I mean, it's like when you see that, if you can get to that, it's done. the Freemasons, the Jesuits, the Kabbalists, they can't stop you once you see the whole pie. Now, they're going to try to get you. They're going to strike. They never stop. See, here's what's happening. There's a magician priest class, call no man father, call no man master, call no man rabbi, for you're all brethren. You're all equal. So they're always going to try to mess you up. But once you see the whole pie, what can they do? Can give you a piece of the pie and you go back to the pieces? I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist. I'm a New Age. I'm a Wiccan. I'm a legalist. I'm a Jezebel. I'm a Delilah. I'm a rogue. I'm an independent. When somebody says, I'm a rogue independent person or whatever they want to call it, that's almost just too funny because there's nobody's independent. You might want to be. You might want to run and hide. Yeah, I understand that. But no man is an island. Now, sometimes you need to isolate. Sometimes you need to get away. You might need to do it for 7 years. You might need to do it for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. You might need to do it metaphorically. You might not necessarily need to isolate yourself and go out in the woods somewhere, but you can actually isolate yourself from society metaphorically. In the house. I got some neighbors. It's like a halfway house next door. There's three or four people living there, but each person has their own room. So they can go into their little room and isolate themselves and take notes and do this, do that, whatever. They don't have to go out into that common area and listen to the TV and the noise and listen to the foolishness of their people next door to them. They can just be alone. You know what I'm saying? And so God is going to give you, or source, let me use the word source because some people don't like the word God. But God or source or whoever you call God or whatever you want to call God, God is going to, if you're really seeking the truth, God or source is going to make a way of escape. He or it or whatever you want to call it, is going to give you opportunity to get by yourself, or he's going to send people your way to show you what's going on. In the hologram, this is a hologram. It's a story. Hologram means a story written by the hand of one person. And it doesn't matter if you see it or not. Let's just don't even call it a hologram right now. In this reality, in this universe, whatever you're looking for, you're going to find. If you're looking for drugs, you'll find it. If you're looking for drink, alcohol, you're going to find it. If you're looking for love, you'll find it. If you're looking for friends, you'll find them. No matter what you're looking for, you're going to find it. Because the universe can hear you, can hear your thoughts. The universe knows what you're thinking. The universe is here for you to give you your answers. The universe is here to give you what you want. It was designed for you, the humans. Now, you have to be in tune with the proper desires. If you want proper desires, if your desires are not proper, you won't be in tune. You'll be out of tune. The universe is a universe. The earth plane is a universe of growth and health and rising up. You know that the universe and the earth plane is a universe and an earth plane of growth because you look at the trees and the grass and the weeds and the babies. Everything's growing. But if you want death and not growth, then you're in tune with another universe that's not this universe. And the universe that you're in is going to cut you, and it's going to hurt, and it's going to be painful. Because if you're seeking death instead of life, if you're seeking lies instead of truth, the universe will cut you. Because the universe is a universe of growth and not death. Now, yes, things do die down here. But have you noticed that when they do a nuclear bomb and they destroy the land and the plants come back? When there's a problem, there's a bomb or something, everything grows back. Even when the seed falls off the tree and dies, it gives up a new tree. When you plant a seed in the ground, a watermelon seed, the seed has to die and break apart, and then a watermelon grows up, and there's 100 or 200 seeds in a watermelon, however many seeds. So even though it's a death process, it's also a resurrection process. It's a growth. So each moment of each day, you can go through that yourself. You can have the intention and intentionally force yourself to grow. But the music, the media, the TV, the news, the politics, the system itself wants to destroy you. They don't want you to grow because you're actually born into a death cult. The word denomination means rename you, divide you. The word broadcast means to broadcast you, to turn you into a broad. The women out there, they're trying to turn the women into prostitutes. The broadcast system's trying to turn the women into prostitutes. The broadcast system out there is trying to turn the men into pimps and prostitutes. It's called the flesh mind. The flesh mind makes money. These narcissistic, psychopath, sociopath creatures make money off the flesh creatures. They make money off the flesh mind. These people are dying and sacrificing, killing themselves and destroying themselves while they're making money off of your destruction. And it's hard for you to believe that this place is so evil. And when you wake up to it, you'll say, oh, here's what happens. When there's pimps and prostitutes in this death cult, and they don't have to necessarily, it doesn't have to necessarily be sexual stuff. It's just a mind game. It's a prostitution system of Babylon, of the death cult. So when you wake up that you're born into a death cult system, the music, the TV, the media, the education, the universities, the medical system, the whole system's a death cult. So when you wake up, you realize that there's a lot of prostitute and pimp agents out there trying to get you to prostitute your soul into the death cult and go along with them and sacrifice your soul and your heart and your mind for death. They want you addicted to something. They want you addicted to that Hollywood movie star. They want you addicted to that YouTube person. They want you addicted to that substance or that beer or that alcohol or that laziness. Or they don't care what you're addicted to. They want you addicted to something because they know if you're addicted to something, you're going to die. And that's why it's called a box. That's why everybody's in a box. It's a 666 cube box system, which is a cutting machine. It's a death cult. Now, you can actually use the death cult, if you're wise enough, you can use it to cut out your old flesh mind. Now, you say, what is the flesh mind? The flesh mind is the shadow self. It's the self that you don't want to look at. It's the old evil self that everybody has. So you can cut that evil shadow self out if you're paying attention to your thoughts, your inner man, paying attention to your emotions. Why do you get upset? Why do you keep doing the same? Why do you keep dating the same kind of people? Why do you have this mindset of defeatism? Why do you have this mindset of this, that, and the other? And then when you start to pay attention to the people around you, it might be a friend, it might be family, and you start to take notes. Every time you talk to them on the phone, everything out of their mouth is the death call. Oh no, it's gonna storm. Oh no, let's just kill ourselves. Oh no, let's live in the past. Oh no, can you believe the news and the media is so bad? Blah, blah, blah. Oh no, there's a war. Everything out of their mouth is either sad or depressing or the past or oh no, it's gonna storm. Oh no, the financial collapse. Oh no, it's the end of the world. When it's not. I just told you it's a death, resurrection, death, resurrection. There's always new growth. There's always new growth. So if you're aware of your inner man, you can have new growth, but they're bombarding you. You're being bombarded with these gatekeepers of the death cult. Now, they put on like they're righteous. They'll put on. This is why you get a bitter taste with churches, because you didn't realize that the churches were part of the death cult. You go in there and sit on the pew And you, and for some reason, somebody just shows up, sits down, and wants to be your best friend. And then over time, you realize this person is not your friend. They're putting thoughts in your mind that's death and not life. And you might even be born into a family like that. They sold their soul to the death cult, and so they're controlled by the gatekeepers. And if they don't persecute you and try to indoctrinate you into the death cult with them, then they're going to get some pain. Some demons are going to attack them. They're not going to get that job. See, here, this is these magician priest class people. They know there has to be death, resurrection. They don't want a sacrifice. So they want an Illuminati sacrifice. They want a sacrifice by a member of the death cult or somebody who's not a member. And this is why they try to, just somebody, I just saw on the news yesterday, somebody just died and she was 33. It was on the news yesterday. They found the body and she was 33. They want a sacrifice. And so they want you to sacrifice for them. They have to feed their vampires. The death cult is a vampire system. So they want you to die so that they can live. They want you to die so they can get your Social Security. They want you to die so they can get your money. That lady that they found dead, that lady, I think it was a policeman, she was 33, and the lady that shot her and killed her, she took all her money. They want you to die so they can steal your money. They want you to sacrifice for them, but they don't want to sacrifice. Do you understand what I'm saying? And so to wake up to this, as you take the onion and you start to unfold and peel off the layers, you start to cry. And as you keep unfolding these layers of this onion, the tears start to pour because you realize what you're born in. You realize people that you trusted, people you love, people you thought were your friends, they were actually your enemy. They were trying to destroy you because they were trying to create a sacrifice to get you to kill yourself, to get you to destroy yourself, to get you to give all your money and time and energy to them because they don't care what they vampire. They just want to vampire some kind of energy off of you that makes them, they need it because they're dead. They need your energy. They need your money. They need your time. They need your attention because they're dead. And the only way you're going to escape the death cult, because it's everywhere. It's I think the word is ubiquitous. I think that means everywhere. It's pretty much everywhere. It's actually happening in your car engine. When you turn your car engine on, the fuel, the liquid fuel, has to burn up into a vapor because your engine burns the vapor, not the fuel. It has to burn up. So the flesh has to burn up. So here's the deal. Everything is the death, resurrection down here. But you want to move to the resurrection state. You don't want to just keep going down. You want to rise up, right? So you're going to have to die to the flesh mind. You're going to have to die to these flesh creatures. You're going to have to let them go. As long as you yoke up with them, they're going to pull you down. You got to let them go. You got to cut them off because they're not benefiting you. They're not helping you. They're pulling you down. The reason they're under law, the reason they're under guilt, shame, condemnation, because they're under the flesh. The flesh mind is nothing but sin. The sine wave, right? Going down. S-I-N-E is the sine wave. S-I-N is down. E is up. E is spirit. And so the flesh mind, or the flesh creatures, or the vampires, or the earthly, fleshly, temporal creatures, they're going down. We were all going down. I got some brothers and sisters online. They'll tell you they were going down until Source reached in and pulled them up. We call Source God. God reached in and says, you're going down. You're going straight to hell in a handbasket. You better get right. But a lot of people don't run back to source, God, Jesus, whatever you want to call it, because they think, oh, I'm too evil. God won't love me. Source can't love me. But that's pride. God loves everybody. It was already, this whole thing was created for this purpose, for this time, to pull you out of the flesh mind, to pull you out of the miry clay, to pull you out of your, your ditch. You're stuck in the ditch. Source is trying to pull you out of a ditch. But you got to, source is reaching down to pull you out of the ditch, but you got to reach up. You say, well, I can't see it. Well, it's by faith. You reach up and say, source, God, whoever you are, whatever you are, help me. And you reach your hand up allegorically or metaphorically and you say, help. And you reach your hand out and the universe is going to reach its hand out to you, God Almighty, if you want to say that, and pull you up and give you the truth. But you have to be serious. Are you tired of going around the mountain, around the mountain? I had some sister online. She said, she taught me this one time about 5 or 6 years, a long time ago. She said, when you get tired of going around the mountain, you stop. When the narcissist plays with your mind and you get tired of the games, and tired of the games, like my mom told me one time, you can stop it. The only person that's going to stop it is you. If you want to stop the game with a narcissist or with a psychopath or sociopath, they're not going to stop. They're going to keep playing the game. The only person that can stop it is you. You have to make a choice. Jesus told, whether you believe Jesus or God or whatever, it doesn't matter. So if you think the Bible is just a book, that's fine. I don't really care what you think. But the story is there. And Jesus, that one guy who was sick, he says, Lord, I want to be healed. He says, do you, or something, he said something like, what's wrong? I'm sick. And Jesus said, do you want to be healed? Because some people want to stay sick. Some people want to stay in the partiality because they get attention. They don't really want to get healed because that's their Linus blanket. That's their little blue blanket, that their security blanket. They don't really want to be healed, because they get some kind of security feeling out of that, right? But do you really want the truth? Do you really want the truth? Do you really want to be healthy? Do you really want to move to wholeness? Do you really want to see the whole pie? Or are you just happy with your little piece of the pie, and that little piece of the pie is not helping you because you only see parts of the whole? Do you really want the truth? Do you really want to be healed? Do you really want health? Do you really want it? Or are you just playing games? Most people are playing games. Most people are playing games with themselves. And so as long as you play that game, you're going to keep going around and around and around that mountain, around that cycle, around that addiction. You'll never give it up. You'll never. You might have to go cold turkey. But I would rather go cold turkey and live than stay in the cycle and go down, a spiral down to death, you know? It's your choice. It's your choice. Life or death? Life and death in the power of the tongue. So all you have to do is cry out and say, source or God or Jesus, whatever you want to say. I want life. Help me. And as soon as you can just think it. But if you say it, it's more powerful. You can say, Lord, I want life. I don't want death. I want the whole truth. I don't want partial truth. I want to see through this thing. I know it's going to be painful because I believe lies my whole life and I've been surrounded by liars my whole life. But whatever the truth is, no matter how painful, even if I have to look at myself in the mirror, no matter how painful it is, Lord, source, God, whatever, I want the truth. I want the truth no matter what, if it kills me, because it will kill you. It will kill your old flesh mind, but you're going to have resurrection in the spirit mind. The flesh mind is nothing but death. The spirit mind is nothing but life. So you have to go through the birthing process. It's not that you're going to die physically, but you have to die to your own, your old ways of thinking, die to your own understanding, die to your bloodline, your culture lie. Your bloodline lies have to die. You don't identify with your bloodline. If you identify with your bloodline, you'll never rise up. You don't identify with your culture, because if you do, you'll never rise up. If somebody says, yeah, I'm a redneck and I'm proud of it, they will never rise up. If somebody says, yeah, I'm a hood rat and I'm proud of it, they will never rise up. If you identify with some culture box, if you identify with your bloodline box, you will never escape the box. You will stay in it, and you'll stay in the cycle. You'll go around the mountain. You'll keep dating the same kind of people. You'll keep falling into the same trap. You'll keep falling into the pit, and you'll never escape. It's up to you. Source, I want the truth no matter what. And the universe is going to say, okay, we got one that wants to wake up. Let's start turning the wheels. The cogs will turn, but they're going to turn slow, but they're going to turn. And there's going to be things that happen, people that cross your path, situations that happen, and you're going to get piecemeal here, piecemeal there, piecemeal there. And then when you take all the puzzle pieces and you start to put them all together, then you start to get the whole. And you start to see through this wicked, evil place. And then when you see how evil and wicked the place is, you start to look at yourself and say, hey, I'm evil and wicked, and I need to be saved out of this. And I can't do it in my own power. I can't do it. So I'm either going to have to trust in Jesus or Source or something outside of myself. And if you really are honest, you'll end up coming to the fact that there is a God, and God made a way of escape before the foundation of the world. And the reason I put my description as S-O-L-O-F-I or S-O-L-O-F-I-D-E is because it's faith alone, because you realize when you look at quantum physics, you know that the objects in front of you, there's more space in the objects than the object itself. So it has to be by faith. This thing's being held together pretty much by faith. When you get out of bed, you step on the floor by faith. That foot, your ankle could go out of joint. Everything you do is by faith. You go to work by faith. You eat by faith. Everything you do is by faith. And so as you walk this path down here, you realize, okay, if everything's by faith, then maybe to move from the flesh mind to the spirit mind is by faith. If everything else is by faith, then you have to conclude that if you want to leave the narcissistic system, the psychopathic system, the narcissistic flesh mind, and you want to move to the spirit mind, you have to do it by faith. Because all the other devices that you tried, works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings, you join the Freemasons, you join the Jesuits, you join the sorority, and you're still not happy. Something's going on. You tried real hard in the energy of the flesh, but you couldn't do it. So it has to be by faith. Otherwise, you'll never get there, because it's a leap. From the flesh mind to the spirit mind is such a high leap that you can never make it. And it's not faith in yourself. You've had faith in yourself your whole life, and it never worked, did it? It always ended up bad. So it's faith in something outside yourself, a person, a creator, a God, Source. It has to be faith in a creator, a being that's outside of yourself. Lord, save me. I'm going down fast. I'm in the pig pen. I'm going to hell in a handbasket. Literally, allegorically, metaphorically, figurative, whatever you want to call it. I'm going down to hell fast. You might not even believe in hell. It doesn't matter, but you're going down. It's like going down the toilet. You want to rise up. How you going to get up? How you going to make it? You need something outside yourself. You need your creator to pull you up. You need the universe to give you a sign. And the signs are everywhere. The signs are everywhere. So that's all I got. That's all I got. I don't care if you're a New Age. I don't care if you're a Wiccan. I don't care if you're a legalist. I don't care if you're Baptist. I don't care if you're Methodist. I don't care if you're Pentecost. I don't care what kind of religion you're in. I don't care if you're a guru. I don't care if you're I don't care if you're a sad guru. I don't care if you're a happy guru. I don't care if you're a Gnostic, a New Age, or a Gematria. I don't care what you are. You ain't gonna make it in your own power. And you ain't not gonna make it in the energy of the flesh. You have to have a transformation. And that transformation is outside yourself. It's outside this system. And it's really a source. The source. Who is source? Ask yourself, who is source? What is source? Why did source put you here? You're a piece cut off from the source, being cut back in. How do you find source? Everybody's looking for the source. The source of life, the source of happiness, the source of your desires, the source of everything that you need is actually calling your name. You're being drawn to source as soon as you're born. And you're running like a mouse to all these little corners and holes and trying to hide, and you're trying to hide from what's actually trying to draw you. You're running to this person, to this person, to this belief, to this doctor, this church, this place, this job, change this, go here, go there. You're running from source can help you no matter where you're at. You don't have to run from source. Source is all around you. You run to source. Yeah, source is going to cut you because source has to cut out your flesh mind. And because the flesh mind is counterintuitive. It's going down. It's not a growth. The flesh mind is death. And so source has to cut out the death to cut in life. Source is cutting you because source loves you. Yeah, but I don't want to face my junk. I don't want to face my internal stuff. I don't want to face my pride, my guilt, my shame, my lust, my anger, my bitterness, my failures. I don't want to face my unforgiveness. I don't want to face my past. I don't want to face everything that I did in the past. I'm too evil. I don't want to look at it. Well, you better look at it. Because if you don't look at it, you're gonna keep dealing with it. It's gonna be deep down in your subconscious, and you're gonna be feeling it every time you get up out of bed. Why not face it? Face your fears. Face that shadow self. It's always with you. If you really want to see what the shadow self is, go to just type in Galatians 5. :19 and read those three verses. I know you might not like the Bible, but if you really want to see what your shadow self, how evil your shadow self is, just type in GAL space number 5:19 and it'll pull up a verse from the Bible, Galatians 5:19, and it'll show you your shadow self that you're running from. But when you face off with it and you see how wicked your shadow self is, your flesh mind is what it is, then you realize you need source to pull you out of that dark shadow. When the sun shines on you, you cast a shadow. That's an object lesson, is that you have a shadow self. It's called the flesh mind. And when you look at your shadow self, you have to face off with it and admit it's there. If you try to hide from it, you'll never get healed. The letter killeth, that the spirit can give life. You have to look at your shadow self, and you have to admit that you have it. And then you move from death to life by facing off with it and admitting it, and then you can get healed. But if you got cancer, you don't want to look at it. But when you go to the doctor and say, okay, I need to cut this cancer out, you get healed. So if you don't want to look at that shadow self, you don't want to look at that, the dark side, you'll never get healed. It'll be controlling you, but it's always with you as you walk. But you have to die daily to it. That shadow, no matter where you go, there's a shadow. I'm looking at my shadow right now on this fence. It's always there, but it's not real. It's not the real me, but it's the delusion that everybody's living in. Do you understand what I'm saying? The shadow self is fake reality. The shadow self is the death cult. The shadow self is your bloodline, your culture line, your culture lie, your bloodline lie. It's not even real. People try to put an identity on you that's not even you. Your shadow self, that shadow self that you're walking around with as your identity, it's not even real. It's not even who you are. You're believing a lie. Oh, that's me. No, it ain't. That's a shadow self. It's not the real you, unless you identify with it. Long story short, if you want to live in the darkness and not see the light, that's your choice. But the universe gives you the contrast of night and day for a reason. Night versus day. If you live in the dark, you'll keep bumping into stuff. But if you live in the light, if you move towards the light, you won't keep bumping into yourself. You're actually bumping into yourself. You are your own worst enemy when you're walking in that false identity. But when you step into the light and you move away from the darkness, you no longer bump into yourself. You no longer become your worst enemy. You start to move towards health. You don't want to face it. I don't want to. Nobody. None of us want to face it because it's painful. But when you start to look in the mirror and admit, hey, I am the man. I am the person. I am the one. It's me. I'm guilty. I can't blame anybody else. It's me. Then you can die to the shadow self and live to the real identity. You have to receive from source life. And you have to answer the question, who is life? Is Jesus the way, the truth, the life? Or is something else? You have to find the source. And all you have to do is say, God, universe, show me the source. Show me the truth. And he will. Because that's why this place is invented. That's why this is a simulation. That's why this whole thing is actually, every day is the same. It's to get you to cry out to source, to get out of the shadow self, the dark self, into the light. You might say, well, can a narcissist get healed? Most of the time, not, because they're not willing to look at the dark side. They want to project it out to somebody else. But it's possible, but most of them never do, because they've created such a fake reality around them that they'll never look at that dark side of themselves. They never will admit it. You call it sin or whatever you want to call it. And that's what I call it. If you don't want to face your own sin, you'll never get healed. S-I-N. You got to move from S-I-N to S-I-N-E. You got to move to the E side. E is spirit. E is rising up. ethereal plane, elephant, elevator. The letter E points up. The S-I-N points down. So as long as you're going down, you're dying. Everything you do should be growth. And if it's not, you're in the death cult. Everything you're doing should be a growth process. Your inner man, your outer man, lifting weights. Until the day you die, you should be doing some exercise. You need to be moving. If your daily activities are growth, that's life. If your daily activities are death, that's the death cult. It's really simple. It's really simple. It's not even complicated. But the reason that people make it complicated is because you got a bunch of noise around and you're afraid to look at the shadow self, which I call the flesh mind, which is the Bible says it's the flesh. You're afraid to look at the flesh mind because you have to look in the mirror and see how wicked you really are. Not only that, you see how wicked the whole system is. And you say, well, how do I get out? Call out to God. Call out to Source, and He'll make a way.